Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, as we get ready for Giants baseball, Marty Lurie here with Blake Sable. Every camp has a guy. Every camp has a phenom. It's a beautiful part of spring training. You are the guy.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I'm having a great time out here.
Yeah, well, you've opened up so many eyes with your athleticism, just the personality, and just coming into the camp, and no one really knew you, and all of a sudden you start hitting home runs and starting whacking the ball around and running around like a halfback out there. So let's talk about you personally. This, is it a surprise to you? What did you expect?
No, I mean, I've always been very confident in my abilities. I've just been waiting for an opportunity to come along. And so, you know, I'm very gracious and lucky for the opportunity that's been given to me here with San Francisco. And, you know, I think it's just there's more eyes on me now and stuff. And so people can see what I have to offer. But, you know, in my head, I'm just trying to get better and take one day at a time and stuff. And I still feel like there's a lot more I can improve upon. But that's like kind of the exciting thing, you know.
Yep. Now, Blake Sable with us. So how did you hear you were going to become part of the San Francisco Giants? Because it was the winter meetings, and all of a sudden you were a Red. All right, I'm in Cincinnati. Wait a minute. Not so fast.
Yeah. You know, I was a little surprised I didn't get 40-man from the Pirates in the first place. And then there was probably a three-week gap till the Rule 5 draft. And I was pretty confident with the last two seasons that I put together that I'd be high up on some draft boards. But, you know, just like anything, I got a little anxious as time started clicking along and stuff. And, you know, the Reds ended up drafting me with the fourth pick in that draft. And so, you know, for about 30 minutes or so, I thought I was going to head over to Cincinnati and get an opportunity there. And I was excited for it. And agent gave me a call after the major league phase of the Rule 5. And there was a little downtime before the minor league phase started. And he was like, hey, like, congratulations, but I got some better news for you. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's that? And he was like, well, the Giants are just about to finalize a trade for you. Like, make sure you wait until they make it public. But in about 15 minutes or so, you're coming back to the West Coast. And I was elated. You know, I mean, that was something I've always wanted to do in my baseball career, was get back over to the West Coast in California where, you know, I grew up. And it's closer to family and friends to see me play and stuff. And you know, I mean, it's just such a storied, you know, franchise. And, I mean, you know, since I've been alive, three World Series titles and stuff. And, you know, it seemed like an absolutely amazing opportunity that doesn't come along, you know, very often.
Wow. Oh, what a great story. Let's talk about growing up. So the fans get to know a little bit about you. What was it like? Where did you grow up? What was life like? What was baseball like? What was sports like? Yeah.
So I grew up in the city called Aliso Viejo, California. It's in Orange County down south. We're about 20 minutes away from Angel Stadium. It was a newer city when we were growing up, and so we kind of grew up with the city. But in Southern California, baseball is, like, definitely the big sport to play. And, you know, it's sunshine year-round and playing baseball year-round. You know, I was – my older brother, he ended up playing with the Mets and got to Double-A. He was always kind of like my hero. I always wanted to follow in his footsteps somewhat. And, you know, I remember vividly a big, like, a proud moment, like little brother moment, as he played in the Aflac All-American game with Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant. And my older brother hit fourth for that team, right behind Harper, right in front of Chris Bryant. And so it's pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of his friends have now made pretty good careers for themselves and stuff. And so it's kind of given me that confidence that, oh, you know what, it's possible. And So, you know, I grew up in Southern California, played basketball, played football as well in high school. I just always loved sports. Down where I grew up, sports was everything. You know, if we weren't playing in our Little League games and stuff, we're usually at a park playing a wiffle ball or out on the street playing wiffle ball or something like that. Recess, we're playing basketball. So that was always fun. Grew up, went to Lisa Nagel High School, where our only big league guy we had there was Skip Schumacher, who used to come back
manager.
All the time. Yeah, manager for the Marlins now. And I used to go all the camps growing up, and he used to pull me off to the side when I was young because I think he saw something in me, and he would give me like a little private hitting lesson here and there. And so that was really cool to see that. Ended up going to the University of Southern California. Wanted to stay somewhat close to home, but still far enough away to be on my own. And had some cool ties there. You know, it was for me. I grew up a USC football fan and watching Reggie Bush and stuff. And when I was a kid, he was, you know, number five running around on the field. And I remember telling my friends, and I was like, I'm going to be number five on the baseball team at USC. And so, you know, fast forward a couple years later, that's what I did. I went to USC and wore number five for the baseball team for 3 years and had a great time, and had a good Cape Cod League. Was fortunate to go there for 2 years and play under Matt Holliday's dad in Chatham, and learned a lot. And then ultimately the, you know, Pirates drafted me in the seventh round, gave me that opportunity. And, you know, one thing, the most grateful thing I'll have towards the Pirates is them allowing me to throw my hat in the ring to get back behind the plate. Where, I mean, as you kind of touched on earlier, like I can run a little bit, and I can hit a little bit. And so a lot of people kind of, when I was going through my draft process in college, was like, hey, we really believe in the offense. And they kind of put up like Bryce Harper kind of like story, where he was a catcher in high school and they saw the offensive ability, and they're like, hey, why don't you just go run around the outfield and just hit and just have a good time and stay healthier, you know, behind the plate, get beat up a little bit. And so I kind of listened to them, and, you know, for my draft stock sake, I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to learn in the outfield my junior year in college. And I think there was some pros to that, obviously. You know, I mean, I was able to, you know, really take the outfield seriously and learn a lot. But there was always that part of me that always wanted to still be behind the plate. You know, catching was definitely my favorite position. I've been catching since I was 9 years old, all the way through high school, through college. And so I kind of took a 3-year break from catching, and that was also a positive thing for me, because I think it really, you know, once you get something taken away from you in a way, like, it makes you appreciate it that much more. And so when the Pirates let me get back behind there, I was like, I'm never taking this for granted again. And, you know, I think part of my game is the defensive versatility and being able just to plug me in anywhere on the field and try and be a 3-level player somewhat, with play catcher, maybe some first base and some outfield. And, you know, make it easier for my coach to get my bat in the lineup so I can help score some runs.
Boy, what a great story. Blake Sable, of course, what a pleasure to have on. So what's the biggest challenge catching now at the major league level?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just obviously guys are much better than when I was catching in college and in high school. You know, you got more pitch movements, and it's also just the sequencing of, like, understanding what we're trying to accomplish with like, certain pitches, you know, working off one another. And I think, you know, it's definitely a work in progress here. And just, like, I think my pitching staff's really helped. And I think the conversation part is probably the most important part of catching. That was the big thing this offseason that I touched with the coaches when they asked me, hey, what are your goals this offseason, right after they Rule 5 me? And I was like, well, obviously, you know, I want to get my body in shape for the long season and, you know, work on, you know, defensive of offensive mechanics. But the big thing I really want to do is study up on the pitching staff and you know, kind of build relationships with those guys, because I think that's the most important thing for the position is just building that connection with the staff and, you know, going out there knowing that, you know, like, hey, man, like, when you're struggling, like, I'm upset about it too, you know, and when you're up, I'm up there with you. Like, we're a team. And so Cap and Albie have done a great job of, you know, this offseason they helped me get in touch with most of the staff and was able to reach out to them, have phone calls, and kind of, you know, build a connection before I got to come out to camp and meet some of them. And I feel like that's definitely helped launch me forward a little bit, and you know, it's helped me in multiple parts of the game. I feel very comfortable here with the Giants, and you know, that's a testament for the coaching staff really helping me along.
Well, I think a catcher needs a good rapport with the pitchers. I think that's a very big part of it. So what's the biggest challenge for you? What do you have to work on here in the big league camp?
Yeah, I mean, so right now we've been playing around with different setups and stuff. And so I'm playing around with my right knee down stance. Last year with the Pirates, they moved me to left knee down, which that was the big thing I worked on last year. Whereas growing up my whole life, I was always traditional on 2 feet. And so it's just being able to have all of those things in your pocket, and then maybe, you know, in the future I can switch different stance based on pitchers or shapes or whatever. And then, you know, we're still just trying to, you know, with different stances, learning to throw in those stances, learning to block in those stances. So I feel receiving-wise, you know, I've done a good job the last couple of years with you know, framing and stuff like that, and keeping strikes and taking a couple balls and making those strikes. And then I think the big thing is you know, getting my rhythm and learning to you know, control the running game somewhat. And so I think that's the challenge right now I'm working towards, is just getting my, you know, confidence up to where it is offensively, you know. And I know it's in there, where I was talking with Albie today and stuff. Like, we, you know, there was a runner that made a mistake yesterday with the Diamondbacks, got off second base, and yeah, I had no idea where he was going, but, you know, we're thankful for it. And so, but like that throw I made to second there was like no thought, it was just reactive, being athletic, and that was probably one of my best throws of camp. And so, and Albie, you know, he's like, this is your North Star, like that if we can get this, you know, when the runners are trying to steal second, it's like we're gonna be very happy. So yeah, that's kind of what we're working on right now.
Well, what a great story. You're the phenom, I'm telling you. Every spring somebody jumps out and you say, wow, this guy can hit, he can play, we want him, he could be the next big star of baseball. And that's what spring training's all about, and you've become that for the Giants. You have an interesting relationship with Sean Manaea that you've talked about. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, me and Sean are both half Samoan, which isn't very common in the game of baseball. His dad's straight from American Samoa, from the island, and my mom's straight from Western Samoa. And so, you know, Sean was one of those players that I always looked up to in the league, because, like I said, there's not many players of Samoan descent. I believe Sean is only the 7th Samoan baseball player in the big leagues, and I'm hoping to be number 8. And, you know, I kind of thought about it and looked it up, and I kind of told Sean, like, dude, we actually might make big league history this year, which, you know, doesn't come around very often with the game, you know, going on for so long. And we might be the first Samoan battery if, you know, I end up catching him in the big leagues in the game this year. And so, you know, we've kind of bonded over that. And he kind of touched on it earlier in the week, where, you know, I've seen it with, like, some of their Dominican teammates or Puerto Rican teammates, Venezuelan teammates. Like, when you see someone of similar descent that you don't see very often, it pumps you up and stuff. And so we have that special connection that, you know, we wouldn't have on any other team in the league, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, like I said, you know, I mean, I've watched Sean for, you know, his whole career, and thinking, you know, rooting for him, thinking it was so cool that, you know, he was representing the community and stuff. And so I'm happy that, you know, to call him a teammate and, you know, and a friend and stuff. So really excited for the season.
Well, the bat opened up everybody's eyes early on. It was the bat that opened up everyone's eyes. Now we got to see you continue it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel, like I said, I've always been very confident in my abilities with the bat in my hand. And I think, you know, evaluating myself, I feel like there's a lot more in the tank, and I feel like I have a high ceiling, you know. And I think the most important thing is just not trying to get too far ahead of myself, and just making sure that I'm, you know, working hard every day and just trying to get a little bit better. And I've definitely felt from, you know, since I've been Rule 5 from the Giants to point now, it's like we've gotten a lot better. And so I've been lucky in my time in baseball of training with, you know, some greats of the game, like Albert Pujols. And, you know, it's one thing with him, when I talked to Pujols about it, it was like, you know, in your whole career, he's like, I've basically accomplished most things that anybody's ever accomplished. And he's like, I always learn something new. You know, every year I'm learning something new every day. And, like, it's always about just getting better. Like, he's like, you know, even Pujols at the end of his career compared to when he was coming up, it was like, you're just trying to get better. Like, and that's the most important thing of a ball player. You never want to get complacent.
Boy, great to have you on, Blake. Thank you so much. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Look, we're going to be watching the next couple of weeks. I think good things are ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Marty. I really appreciate it.
No, that was good. More coming up. Wow. Blake Sable, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.